Parshas Naso. The Torah in this week's Parsha of Naso presents the entire world of Nazirus. Isha Wisha Kiyafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. A Nazir, a Nazirite, is not permitted to drink wine, to become Tamei, to become defiled to a cadaver, to a dead body. He has to grow his hair. The Torah doesn't obligate anyone to accept Nazirus, to become a Nazir. But someone who does, the Torah has a deportment, how he should be knowing what he should do. Question is, how does the Torah see Nazirus, the entire enterprise? Is it of a positive nature? Is it of a negative nature? The Torah has no interest in it whatsoever. Clearly, Chazal have a well-known fundamental argument regarding this matter. There are those who contended, Tanoim, that a Nazir is a transgressor, a Chote. They learned it out from the Korban Chatas that a Nazir Tomei has to bring, where the Torah says, V'chiper alav me'asher chota al nefesh. There's a need for kapara. That seems to indicate that a Nazir transgressed by accepting upon himself Nazirus, by having to refrain from wine. That's the Gemara in Tainis, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us so many wonderful things to benefit from. His largesse is indescribable. And this fellow decided not to take part, not to benefit from the Hatova, from the largesse of Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore he's called a Chote. The other position in Chazal, that he's considered to be a Kadosh. Pasuk describes him, Kadoshiyah, someone who's sanctified. So that's the question. Is Nazirus something which is positive in nature, or is it something negative that the Torah has no interest in? Obviously, one cannot necessarily be machria, resolve this matter in a facile kind of fashion. You can't say that someone, the opinion that contends that a Nazir is a Chote, is a transgressor, assumes that on an ongoing kind of basis, because we know that the mother of Shimshon merited seeing a Malach, and the Malach told her, Kinezir Elokim Yehanar Minabeten, you're going to have a child, he's going to be a Nazir from birth, V'hu Yochel Loshias Yisrael Miyad Plishtim, he's going to be the savior of Klal Yisrael, the salvation. So clearly, by virtue of his observing the Nazirus, he then will become the great Shofet, Shimshon. It's true that he also, unfortunately, was diverted from the path through Delila and lost his koach and fell in the hands of the Plishtim. But essentially, the source of his Nazirus was a mocker for Kedusha and for his incredible striking koach that he had. If the Nazirus was an inyan of chet, Hashem would not tell the Malach to tell the mother of Shimshon he's going to become a Nazir. According to one opinion, the Mishnah Nazir da Samach Vav, that's the Rama Paskins in the third parak of Nazirus, Shmuel Hanavi, the great prophet. Shmuel, a Navi, a Shofet, was also a Nazir. It's true that it was not al pitzivi Hashem. His mother, davin to Hashem Yisbarach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives her the great schus of having a child. He should be a Nazir devoted to Hashem. Clearly, if Nazirus involves chet, transgression, under all circumstances, in an absolute kind of way, what kind of neder did she undertake that a child should be a Nazir? Therefore, the assumption is, Nazirus is not always necessarily, ipso facto, something which is of a negative nature, could also be of a positive nature as well. The Navi Amos in Tanakh, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, also when he cites a litany of wonderful things that Hashem has done for Klal Yisrael, among them he mentions, V'okim mibneichem l'neviim, your children, some of your children became prophets, u'mibachureichem l'nezirim. So we see there's a equation between a Nazir and a Navi. Nevuah, prophecy, Nazirus, becoming a Nazirite, both of them are considered to be tremendous gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. The person could reach very high levels of Nevuah, Ruchnius Digam Madregas, of a transcendental level, and thereby a person can see the future and really achieve unbelievable heights in connection to Hashem Yisbarach. That's a Navi. The second gift, of course, is the gift of Nazirus, the ability to be a Kadosh, Bekdushas Nazirus. So clearly, Yesh Panim Lekan Ulekan. The matter can be viewed in a number of different ways. The Ramban explains that the Karban Chatos that a Nazir Tohar brings at the end of his Nazirus, why does it come? Because he's no longer a Nazir. The person reached a certain level, a very high level. So why is he now descending? Why does he not once again accept upon Nazirus for the rest of his life? On that descent, a Nazir is going to be liable for the Karban Chatos. Till now he was on a very high level, high Madrega, now he begins to descend. That itself warrants that the Nazir should bring a Karban Chatos when he descends from that elevated level that he was on. But of course, in order to be a Nazir, one has to be at that level. One has to accept upon himself Nazirus from the proper Kavanus. And then the Nazirus, of course, can become a source of Kedusha. As the Pasuk says, Kadoshia, Gadol Sera Parosho. Then he's reached a very high level. The Gemara tells us a famous story twice in Shas, in Maseches Nedorim and Maseches Nazir. The story about Shimon HaTzadik, the Gemara says he never ate Asher Nazir Tomei. He was always Choshesh. There were all kinds of Choshos. So therefore he would not eat from this Karban because perhaps there might be an issue of Chulin that was Nishat Ba'azara that cannot be eaten. And yet once upon a time he ate from an Asher Nazir Tomei. The Gemara tells the following story. Once a Nazir came in Hadaram from south, southern area of Eretz Yisrael. Shimon HaTzadik saw that he was very attractive, somehow incredibly aristocratic looking, and his hair was plaited in beautiful way with locks. So he said, "My son, why did you decide to destroy and undo this beautiful hairdo?" Because we know that at the end of the Zeros, a Nazir has to be Megaleh Chesaro, as his hair is shorn. So why would you, deciding to accept upon yourself Nazirus? So he answered, "Roeh ha'yisi la'aba b'iri, I was a shepherd to my father. I went to draw water from the Mayon, from the well, in order that the flock should be able to slake their thirst. And I saw my image in the water, and I was seized by my Yetzer Hara, who wanted me to literally, Rachmana Litzlan, drive me away from this world into an area of Avera because of my beauty. And I said to him," namely talking to himself, "Rasha, you wicked one, Lama Tamiskar Balam Shena Shalcha, why are you somehow becoming vainglorious? Why is your hubris, your sense of pride about your beautiful persona, why is it overtaking you?" He took upon himself a neder. He became a Nazir. And then subsequently, "I'm going to have my hair shorn, la shamayim, l'shem shamayim, so that beauty will be somehow, in some fashion, truncated." He accepted upon Nazirus. And then, of course, he had to cut his hair, be megaleh saro, in order to subdue his yetzer. Shimon HaTzadik kissed him and said, "Kameischa yirbu, neidrei Nazirus b'Yisrael. There should be many more like you. People become a Nazir and call yourself. On you is what the Pasuk says, ki yafli lindo neder Nazir lahazil Hashem. You're the ideal. Your Nazirus that you accepted is a shem shamayim. Your Nazirus is of a different nature. I'm not worried about any chash of chulin v'azara. You are the authentic item. A nazir amiti l'shem shamay. So even Shimon HaTzadik, who's among those who held that a nazir is a chote, there are exceptional circumstances where one can become a nazir. And a nazir can be a tremendous maila. Of course, as we just explained, that sometimes a nazir could be a chote. He's mitzari himself. He causes himself tremendous pain. He sometimes accepts upon himself different types of sigufim, namely self-abnegation, different types of precious, of withdrawing from the world. And it could actually impact his limud haTorah, melach shamayim. He would be called a chote. However, even such a person who's called a chote because he can no longer drink wine, and yet the Mesias Hasharim writes in the 13th parak that when we speak about the inyan of precious, he quotes Yerushalmi, a person's going to have to give a din v'cheshbon al kol shiru asayin ovel yochal. Doesn't mean that you should eat everything within eyesight, but it means that there were amaroyim who used to literally gather one pruta and a second pruta in order that they should be able to purchase every kind of min at least once a year to make a shechiyanu, to give hoidah to Hashem Yisbarach over the benefaction that he gave us. That's also avodas Hashem. To say hoidah and every min that Hashem gave us in the world. But of course, a person should only eat l'fi hatzorech, that which is necessary. We eat in order to live, and not chas v'sholom, live in order to eat. The Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Beis, Moli Krasi Zini Bishi. Someone who fills up his stomach, wants to be sated, wants to be surfeited. Rashi says, that's Mimine HaChatoyim Arayim. On Shabbos Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to eat. Einik Shabbos, Simchas Yom Tov. But on a regular day, one does not eat. L'shem Tanug only eats in order to be able to be Neved Hashem. That's the correct precious. The Chinuch writes, the pasuk says, "Yehavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavicha." What does it mean, "b'chol levavicha," with all your heart? Says the Chinuch, "Shahalev yiyeh ponui mikol ava acheres." The heart should be completely and totally separated from any other kind of love, with the exception of avas Hashem. Hakol ka'ayin ke'eves b'tohu k'neged avasu baruch hu. There should not be a moment by yom v'alayla when a person is awake, he's not cognizant of avas Hashem b'choliba. And someone shekoveya machshavosa b'inyonim hagashmiim u'bahavali ha'olam shalom l'shem shamayim, one whose thoughts are focused and fixated on this world, the material world, b'tel asei zeh v'onshe godol. Rachmana l'Islam, he's undermining this positive commandment, and his punishment will be great. So a person has to love the Torah, love Talmidei Chachamim, love his wife, love his children, but it's all under the rubric of Avas Hashem. That is the overriding and overarching element. Because I love Hashem, I love my family, I love the Torah, I love Klal Yisrael, and one should love the Torah because the Torah Hashem is beloved to us. Ava Amitis. To learn the Torah, to love the Torah, all of the above, all the aforementioned, are a sniff, are essentially secondary and tertiary to Avas Hashem. The overall thrust is Avas Hashem. When a person is mechabein, in all of his actions, there should be L'Avodas Hashem, L'Chol Shamayim, then even his secular pursuits also fall into that category. Chazal tells the Gemara Sochim Shulchan Mitzvah Enu Nizokim. A person who goes as a shliach of a mitzvah will not be harmed. What's the source of that? So the Gemara has two different sources. And the nafka mina would be whether only Bahalichosan, only on the way there, are you assured you will not be harmed? And according to the second source, even on the way back. Some say, only on the way there. Others say, on the way back. So the Gemara poses the following question. They asked the Rav, Talmidim who live far away from the Beis Medrash, can they come when it's dark, early in the morning, to the Beis Medrash? Or they have to be concerned about Sakona, that maybe the Derech, the way there is fraught with danger, with jeopardy. So Rav answered, they will not be harmed. Shiavo, alive Yal Tzavori. They're going to the Dvar Mitzvah, no need to worry. They asked him, what about on the way back? Can they go back when it's dark? So he answered, I don't know. So what was the position of Rav? If Rav held that only Bali Chosson, only on the way there, you will not be harmed, he should have said, let him not come back at dark. If he held that even on the way back, they won't be harmed, he should have said they can come back. So we don't have to assume that he had a doubt, he had ambivalence regarding these two positions. So it appears, v'kach shamati me'agoyin ha'neven sol shlita, that Rav held shuchei mitzvah enim nizokim is only b'halicha, only on the way there, they won't be harmed. As far as on the way back, there's no haftocha, there's no promise they will not be harmed. But on the way back, it's not always on the way back. Sometimes the way back could be going to a mitzvah. Let's say a person goes home. Why? Because Baruch Hashem, he finished learning, and now he has to go eat to sustain himself and sleep to sustain himself. So if a person just goes, stamazeh, so then that's not called halicha d'var mitzvah. But if every tzad vishal, on every step of the way, a person thinks to himself, I'm going home to eat to sustain myself, to sleep to sustain myself, should have the koach to learn Torah tomorrow in a robust, invigorated kind of way. So then the chazara, going home, is also halicha d'var mitzvah. He's not going back from a mitzvah that he already performed. He's going to a mitzvah to prepare himself for limud Torah tomorrow. That's what Rav said. He told the Talmidim. Regarding going, for sure. Regarding coming back, it's on me. Olai v'al tzavari. That's halicha d'var mitzvah. But only if a person has that machshava in his head. Rambam tells us, b'chold rachecho da'eyu. Every step of the way, eating, drinking, all tzorche aguf that a person does, he does it for one reason. Kidei she'agufo sholim v'chozok. In order that his body should be healthy, he should be able to be in Eved Hashem, tomid, when he's sleeping, when he's eating, it's all avodah sabore. B'chol rachecho da'eyu, whatever you do, you're involved in avodah Hashem. Every step of the way, called sa'ad v'shal, eating, drinking, sleeping. See, if I do so, all the above, in order to be in Eved Hashem, for that, I'll receive a schar for achila, for shina, for shtia. But if a person simply eats because he's hungry and sleeps because he's tired, and that he's not going to receive any schar. There has to be that kavana for avodas Hashem. The Gemara says, "Imsochim samiches umibeis shvus hakol modim ba'atzeres binu nami lochem." Atzeres certainly requires lochem. Other yom tovim is a machlokes. Chetz shel Hashem, chetz shel lochem. Can I be mekayin the mitzvah of simchas chag? Kulo Hashem, kulo lochem. Without achilo shtiyo, half achilo, half shtiyo. Shvus. Hakol modim, you need lochem as well. My taima, yom shenid nevo Torah. A day like that, you can't have simcha without eating and drinking. Frek de welt, l'chuvat should be punkfakir, just the opposite. Yom shenid nevo Torah. I should be focused on Talmud Torah, not achilu shtia. And the answer is that if we were to learn Torah and Shavuos and show that we are, in effect, subduing our yetzer, and completely surrendering to the Ratzon Hashem to fulfill the Torah. Hashem wants we should learn Torah, and we sit and learn Torah. But that's not what we want to show on Shavuos. We want to show on Shavuos that we are sameach with the Torah that we received. It's true, the Torah was given to us as an ol al tzavareinu, the way Rashi writes in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Chesem and Aleph. But it's an ol, it's a yoke, which is literally, mosig midvash rinayfis sufim, sweeter than the honeycombs, than the droppings of the honeycombs. And that's why people have a minute to eat dvash on Shavuos, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Tzav Tzadik Galad, Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Torah is Mesuka, the Arbal and the Kidvash. And why do we eat Macholi Cholav, Milchliks on Shavuos? Dvash Recholav Tachas HaShoynech. And therefore, Akol Moedim, Ba'atzeres, Debin and Amilachem. Let us be Sameach, B'machol Mishte. Let that Simcha be a Simcha of Kabbalah Satera, that Torah should not be a yoke around our neck, Chas V'Shalom, but rather, it should be the greatest Simcha that the Jews should strive for, and Halavai, with that Kabbalah, and with those Kabbalahs and Shuras, will be Zeicha to Kabbalah upon ourselves, Chag HaShavuos, Zman Matan Torasenu. It should be Mosaik, it should be sweet as honey, and in Mitzvah Hashem, that Matikus, the sweetness of Torah, should be a fulfillment of Aharevnu Hashem Elokeinu, Yef Dibrei Seirascha Befinu, Ufiyamcha Beis Yisrael, V'niyah Nachnu B'tzeyatzoeinu, we and our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Atzeiv V'ladeiros, Kulonu Yoyde Shmecha, V'loim Deis Osecha Lishma. Thank you, Hashem Yisbarach, for giving us the Torah, for giving us that opportunity of Chai Olam, not Abisocheinu, an everlasting eternal life that you planted in our midst. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zecha to be Mekabel the Torah, this Yom Tov of Shavuos, B'Simcha, Atzuma, U'V'Mesikus, and that should last all of us. L'Netzach Netzachim, Amen, Amen.